Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor, your Win at Work, Take It to the Top coach. Today, we are talking about how to pinpoint your passions and your purpose and your passions, two things that so many people are looking for. They want to connect. They want to plug into what their passions are, what their purpose is, so that they can really feel connected to their life, feel fulfilled and nurtured, and like they are nurturing and really pouring in something to the world that is meaningful to them and for them. So I want to jump right into this. And, you know, I'm all about clarity. It's so important. And let me tell you why I'm all about clarity and speak about it so much. It's because clarity energizes you. It empowers you. If you are crystal clear about what it is that you want and what it is that you need in all areas of your life. And so it's a journey for all of us, right? It's a journey for us, but clarity is important, and one way that I like to help people to be clear is to define things, to really define things and get down to the nitty-gritty. And so two things, we need to know what we're talking about when we're talking about purpose, and we need to know what we're talking about when it comes to passion. So we go to one of my favorite books, The Dictionary, and let's get some things defined. So purpose, we're talking about the reason for which something or someone is here, the reason for which something is done or created, or the reason that you're here, for which you exist, the aim or goal that you have. That's what we're talking about when we talk about purpose. When we talk about passion, we're talking about having a strong desire and the fuel and the fire of your actions, okay? An extreme and deep interest or a wish for doing something. Okay, so we have that defined. We understand what purpose and passion is. So let's first go over and talk about purpose. Let's talk about purpose. So the first thing that I recommend as a woman of faith is having a quiet time. If you're a person like me who is a person of faith, of Christian faith, you can go into a time of prayer, of just talking to God, talking to your Creator, and asking for guidance, asking for leading, you know, asking for that stirring in your spirit. But whether you're a person of faith or not, just getting quiet, closing down all distractions, closing out all distractions, getting alone, getting quiet, getting into creating an atmosphere of peace where things can come up, can bubble up. Things can't bubble up like passion and purpose, and getting clear on those things when we're always plugged into the phone. I want you to get away from your phone for at least a good 2 to 4 hours. Turn it off, put it somewhere way across the room, put it in another room, put it in another place, but all of your technology off. You're just getting into a peaceful place, whether it's your bed, your couch, with some paper and a pen, and that's it. No technology, I recommend, but get quiet and connect with self. Okay, connect with your spirit, your mind, your body. Connect with your breathing. Clear your mind. Okay, and then start to do the dig, as I say, excavate, and look at and answer these questions. What is it that you want to be known for? What is it that you want to be known for? Second question, what is it you most want to contribute? What do you want to contribute to your family, to your community, to your neighborhood, to the world? What is it that you want to give? What do you want your legacy to be? What do you want people to really as you make the transition, as we all will at some point, from this earth into the spirit realm, what do you want to be known for? Your time here. So think about it. What do you want your legacy to be? And then, very important, these last two questions, who do you want to serve? Who is it that you most want to serve? Children? Do you want to be an advocate for the poor? Do you want to be, who is it that really you feel led to serve? And then how can you best serve them? From, again, and we take a look again at your personality, okay? Your personality, your experience, and your pursuits. What have you pursued so far? So you look at those, but who do you want to serve and how can you best serve them? And then let's go over to passion. Again, remembering passion, our strong, deep desires, the fuel in your actions, okay? The fire in your actions. You have an extreme or deep interest. So you talk about passions. When you are happiest, what are you doing? What work is it that you're doing? I always pair these two. What ignites and excites you to know in, if you could read about it, you know, if you could get paid to research and read about it day and night, what excites you? What ignites you? And then what gets you going? What, you know, it's kind of along the same lines, but what gets your juices flowing? When you hear about it, when you see it, when you watch it, what gets you going? And then what are you complimented on? What are you complimented for? What do people compliment you on? The different things that you may do at work or at home. Take a look at these and understand that at different points and different seasons of your life, you may pivot and change your passions and purpose. But everyone definitely does have a passion and a purpose. Passions, plural. Usually there's several. There could be one, but usually there's several. And everyone is definitely here with a purpose. I thank you for tuning in today to Tailored for Success. This has been your Take It to the Top Win at Work coach, Sharice Taylor, reminding you your best is yet to come.